Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's one of the songs that got it all started.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah. Rocking and rolling here at the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go there, you'll check out, you'll see all of the things that that we do there, the updates, the stuff that we've created for a long time now, since that website's been up, more than 13 and a half years. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. My blog is there, lots and lots of stuff, including the body of work that Joanna Brandy has deposited with us over the last more than 13 years. She's been a member of our Brain Trust. Give us that website again, the new one, Joanna.
It's returnonhappiness.com.
R-O-I.
R-O-H. You have an R-O-H.
I like that. No, folks, listen, write that down, R-O-H. That's going to be on the test.
Return on Happiness.
Joanna, I want to talk about that for a second. You said a little bit ago, you said that 30% of the company's performance could be attributed to the climate, to the and that could go either way, right? 30% down or 30% up.
And yeah.
And so think about this, folks. If you've got an unhappy climate, you can get 30% just to get back to neutral, and then 30% more if you wind up with a positive climate. But here's the thing I was going to say, Joanna. If your company is doing okay, and you've determined that you don't necessarily have a positive culture, you just got a neutral culture, mm-hmm. and you're doing okay, think about the gravy that you could put on top of how you're doing just by creating. I mean, I really believe that if your company is ever going to go from being successful to a quantum leap beyond what you could even imagine, mm-hmm. you can't do that. You're not going to do that by manipulating customers. You're only going to be able to do that by your people attracting customers because of their positive behavior
and engaging them.
Yeah.
Attracting them and then engaging them and making a really positive experience, so that when you get off the phone or you walk out of the store or the shop or wherever you are, your customer walks away feeling better than when they walked in. Because when we walk away with, and what's so interesting is, because of the way the body works, and now we understand this, which we never did before, in fact, when that customer walks away feeling positive about doing business with you, you've increased the endorphin level in their body. You've helped them build T cells, which will build their immune system. You've opened up their brain, so there's an actual phenomenon that happens in the brain called a broaden and build response, that when we're feeling a positive emotion, the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere begin communicating better, and it literally opens our brains. So, in fact, when you get a customer in a positive space, they're open to your new ideas. They're open to your product extensions. Mm-hmm. They're open to the things that you now want to introduce to them. And when they walk away, they're literally healthier than when they showed up at your door.
Yep, absolutely.
So when people get that, and they get it, that's what's interesting. People do get it, because there's the science behind this. And when people get it, they get it. And what's so interesting about the climate, now that was an HBR, a Harvard Business Review article called Leadership That Gets Results, that talked about this positive climate. But they've also stated that 50 to 70% of how employees perceive the climate is due to the actions and behaviors of the leaders.
Yeah,
so
no
clearly,
question.
The leaders set the mood. The leaders set the mood.
When I was in the military a long time ago, I could tell. I was an officer, and from time to time I would go to a unit or a post and be a visitor or whatever I would do there, and I could tell when I showed up at a unit, whether it was a unit or a post, I could tell what kind of a leader the commander was, mm-hmm. by meeting one of the privates.
Absolutely right.
And let me tell you something, folks. I've said this. You've heard me say this before. Your customers can tell what kind of a leader you are by meeting one of a truck driver or a warehouse person or an accountant or the receptionist. They can tell what kind of a leader you are just by talking to those people.
It's so true. And you know, you talk about when you were in the service. The U.S. Army now has wholeheartedly embraced positive psychology. Dr. Seligman and Karen Rivich and some of the luminaries in that field are working directly with the Army. They're doing what they call master resilience training, mm-hmm. which is some of the very same principles that I teach in organizations. And it really is about understanding how we can foster hope and optimism, compassion, forgiveness, how we can help people manage their energy, not necessarily their time, how we create that safe emotional space.
Joanna, I want to get one last point in here, though, before we leave. America needs a dose of positiveness.
I believe it does.
America does. America will not be all it can be if we can't get back to being positive about ourselves. And that's going to take.
And about our customers.
So I think America, there's no question, but we've got to find a way to be positive without listening to Washington D.C. That's a good point, but not the radio. Hey, Joanna, give us the website one more time.
That's returnonhappiness.com, and you can get my manifesto there.
Oh, the manifesto! Hey, but hey, folks, you don't want to miss that. Is that free?
It's free.
I like it. Hey, Joanna, thanks for being here. We love you.
Thanks so much, Jim. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care of yourself, Joanna Brandy. I told you we'd get smarter and feel better, too, right, when Joanna joins us. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.